It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. It's Veterans Day, and for many returning soldiers, active combat may have ended, but there's still a long fight ahead. Researchers at the National Center for Telehealth and Technology are helping veterans deal with things like post-traumatic stress, depression, anxiety, through apps on smartphones. For instance, used to be a psychologist would ask a patient to keep a journal of moods throughout the day, but the paper would get lost, not updated, patients would fill it in just before the next appointment. Dr. Robert Chula says the Mood Tracker app makes it easier.
What the Mood Tracker does is, functioning as an electronic diary, it allows an individual to literally, at a hip pocket level, access the tool and record or monitor their moods according to, you know, a variety of different scales on an as-needed and in-the-moment basis.
Chula's team also offers the Breathe to Relax app.
It teaches a deep breathing or diaphragmatic breathing exercise, and individuals can learn how to do this deep breathing exercise just prior to perhaps a stressful event or maybe just subsequent to a stressful event. It teaches a better way to manage one's breathing, and that's a very effective way to manage stress.
Mental health is a huge issue for soldiers and veterans right now, and suicides are at epidemic levels. But veterans who need assistance don't always seek it. Chula says the apps could help.
A lot of individuals in the military are reluctant to go get care. They're concerned that it might affect their careers in some fashion or another. So the nice thing about these tools is that they can be downloaded confidentially, and so individuals are at least able to get some initial access to behavioral health resources rather than the concern about spending time in a crowded behavioral health clinic and there will be a note written on the basis of that visit. On the issue of suicide, we're actually working now on an application called the Virtual Hope Box, which is designed to help individuals who are in acute distress to access some pleasant, soothing kinds of content that they've preloaded on this application to help them kind of get through that distressing or traumatic experience.
Dr. Robert Chula. If your computer's acting weird and you don't know why, who are you going to call? Operation Ghost Click. It's an FBI operation that has led to one of the biggest busts in cybercrime history. Arrests were made this week in connection with a network of 4 million infected computers. Security expert Brian Krebs.
What it did was essentially corrupt the ability of host computers to reliably find websites with a web browser. For instance, it would block infected computers from being able to visit antivirus and security sites. But more importantly, the people behind this malware used it to sort of control which ads, which advertisements the victim saw when they visited certain websites.
What was the interest in the bad guys in making this happen?
Well, you can imagine if you have this kind of network, you might be able to sell it to people who wanted to get traffic to their sites, right? And were willing to pay for that. So you go to a site that would normally serve, say, an ad for Netflix or iTunes or something. And because the malware let them change what ads people were seeing, they would swap in, say, an ad for an adult website or some sort of pay-per-click affiliate program that they had signed up for.
Tips on how to figure out if your computer's infected and what to do about it at MarketplaceTech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuyForBusiness.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.